I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late night jokes. Today's theme, again with the emails. As if one email scandal hitting the Democratic Party weren't enough, this week's convention started with another. And this one, involving the leak of DNC emails and a bias toward Clinton, seems to be putting an even larger wedge between Hillary and Bernie supporters. The solution? Jimmy Fallon says maybe Clinton should have been quicker with those deletes. Listen to him, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Meyers in today's Punchlines.
On night one of the Democratic National Convention, also known... Also known as Hillary Clinton and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Because on Friday, WikiLeaks released emails proving that the Democratic National Committee was conspiring against Bernie Sanders. Yes. In an unprecedented show of bias, the Democrats threw their weight behind the registered Democrat. That's not fair. That's like Sam's Club refusing to take your Blockbuster card. I don't understand.
Here's what people are talking about. Of course, tonight was the start of the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, where today the temperature was over 100 degrees. As if Hillary Clinton needed another reason to sweat. You know,
Bernie supporters have long accused the DNC and their chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of a pro-Hillary bias. And now that these emails have been leaked, Wasserman Schultz is in deep, what's the word?
Doo-doo.
Thank you. And that has left a bad taste in people's mouths. And here's how much the Democrats don't get it. Yesterday, Wasserman Schultz said she plans to step down at the end of the convention. What? That's like people finding out there's a turd in the punch bowl and then telling them, don't worry, we're getting rid of the turd as soon as the party's over. Until then, drink up. I promise. We're talking at most 4 days of turd punch. Enjoy yourself.
It was over 100 degrees on the first day of the Democratic convention. In fact, it was so hot, Hillary met with some Bernie supporters just for the chilly reception.
And then there was this email from the DNC's own spokesperson brainstorming ideas for negative stories about Bernie.
There's another leaked email from the DNC press secretary, Mark Paustenbach, wondering if there's a good Bernie narrative for a story, which is that Bernie never had his act together, that his campaign was a mess.
A mess? I don't know. It seems like he's the only Democrat who knows how to use his email.
And this DNC scandal just keeps getting worse. Have you heard the latest now? It turns out that they rigged it so Hillary would catch all the Pokemon.
There were a lot of great speeches tonight, but leave it to Michelle Obama to truly unify the Democrats. You saw it?
Incredible. Incredible speech.
With tonight's moving speech, she convinced everyone in that arena that it was finally time to elect as President of the United States, former First Lady Michelle Obama. She crushed it.
But that's the big story. There were almost 20,000 Democratic Party emails leaked over the weekend. Actually, people were even more shocked to find out that there were 20,000 emails Hillary hadn't deleted yet. And you go, look, it takes a long time.
Anyway, Michelle's speech was so good, I want to hear it again. When is Melania doing it?
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.